Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hidden beyond the darkened hills off the main road lies a small town in a county forgotten long ago. Most people will never see it and just drive by. To others, the exit is clear and calling to them. Once they've experienced what's in store beyond those hills, they'll never forget it. Or leave. Welcome to Moonlight Falls.
I really thought we had enough gas to make it.
What did the exit say again?
I'm pretty sure it said that there was a gas station. I could have sworn it said rest stop.
Well, I don't see anything here. Like, actually can't see anything. It's just a dirt road through a forest. Ugh, great. No service either. I don't like this at all.
Same.
Married couple Mark and Janelle on their way to a work conference have unknowingly found themselves in a forest that's not as it seems. Did Mark see the sign he thought he did? Is this the way to the gas station or something else entirely? What will the Moonlight Falls woods conjure up for these two lost souls?
Should we just turn around and get back on the highway?
Yep, that's my vote. I'd rather run out of gas there than here. Where are we?
All right, I'll do a quick turn. If you just look out for the trees and... Shit.
I knew we shouldn't
I'm
have...
sorry. I just wanted to make this
Let's
the best...
Let's just figure out what to do next.
No, you clearly want to say something, so say it. It's okay.
Not now.
Then when else?
Fine. Maybe it's a sign.
Where? The last sign I saw was on the highway.
No, us getting stuck here is a sign. We haven't said it out loud, but we both know that this trip, this... conference? It's our last chance to save the business.
Well,
the car isn't even letting us get there. The universe is working against us. We need too many orders from this trade show, and nobody ever stops by the booth with serious intention. They smile, look at the toys.
The drones are more than toys. You can use them for so many things. Like
you can I know what they do, Mark. You don't have to Shark Tank pitch me. We both have poured so much money and time into this and grown it as much as we can. We haven't made a sale in months. At this point, it's a glorified hobby, so maybe we just let it go? I've looked into the financials.
Sure.
It's not good, and it's going to get worse, so let's cut our losses. You tried something. I love that. It didn't work out, and that's okay. We'll figure out what's next.
I don't know what to say.
You're so smart, but this just isn't the right, I don't know, fit? I'm sorry if that hurts you, but that's the truth. We have to look out for us.
I can't be a... I'm just not going to become... We've planned, prepared, strategized for this show. We've got all new marketing materials. And
Mark, the new marketing material is 6 months old. It's not working, honey, and that's okay. The online sales are dreadful. You know all of this. It's a hard business.
I hear you, and we'll stop after this one. If this is our last chance, then let it be our last chance. If we can't make any sales or drum up any kind of interest...
Interest?
Okay, sales only, I promise. We're more than halfway there. We'll get the car up and running and make this last one worth it. Maybe, just maybe, we'll find a little bit of luck, right?
Just as Mark's optimism cut through the darkness of the woods, a light at the end of the road lit up.
See? There's our little bit of luck.
Oh, wow.
Was it a window, a sign, something else?
Let's walk over.
Like, get out of the car?
Yeah, we'll walk down there. Our phone flashlight still works, so we'll head over that way and see if we can get some help. A landline, gas, or whatever.
I don't know. I get that we have very few options, but I don't trust that light. I don't trust getting out of the car or walking on a dirt road and through a forest this late at night.
What other options do we have?
Honk the horn and wait?
Well, we've got to take the risk, right?
I've already taken enough risk. Can we please just wait here?
Okay, hear me out. I'll go out there and you wait here. Lock the doors. You'll be able to see my light as I walk. So if you honk, I'll come running back. We've got to try, right?
Are you actually suggesting splitting up? We've watched too many horror movies together. You are well aware that this is a bad idea.
Well, this isn't a horror movie, so we're going to be fine.
For the record, one last time, this is a bad idea.
Understood.
Please come back.
That's the plan.
I know.
We're going to make this work. I love you.
I love you too, you idiot.
Honk if you need me.
Time works differently in and around Moonlight Falls. Mark could have been walking for seconds, for hours, for days. He couldn't see the car behind him anymore, but the light wasn't getting any closer.
Jesus, how far away is this thing? Just get to the light, Mark. Just get to the light. What was that? No, keep on walking, Mark. It's probably a deer or something. Just get to the light. Show her you can take care of things. It'll all work out. Make it work, Mark. Stay on the road. Just get to the light. Damn it. Hello? Is someone out there? Are you from the gas station?
Hello.
Who are you?
He couldn't exactly make out where the voice was coming from. It seemed to ride on the wind. Mark quickly scanned his light along the edge of the woods. Nothing.
Where are you? Do you need help?
I'm here to help you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm over here.
Again, Mark scanned the wooded area with his light, looking for where the voice was coming from. A figure standing half behind a tree just beyond the side of the road, face shrouded in darkness, pale and gaunt, wearing a long, dirty t-shirt down to its knees.
Oh my God, you scared me. Are you okay? Are you lost too?
Mark stepped off the road and into the woods just as the figure stepped into the darkness behind the tree.
When I grow up...
He He whipped around to see that the figure was now behind him in the road. It lifted its arm, pointing at Mark.
I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Excuse me?
Just like you.
Where the hell is he?
Janelle hadn't seen Mark's light in hours, minutes. Could she possibly still see it?
This is insane. There is no reason he should be out walking these woods. I'm just gonna honk the horn. He'll be fine with coming back. I'll just lean over and tap it to get him back here before he trips and breaks his arm or something. Oh, shit! What the?
The radio had turned on. Just the radio in an otherwise dead car. Janelle tried to turn it off, but the knobs seemed to have a life of their own.
What the hell is this?
Welcome to the Moonlight Falls Radio Hour.
I don't need this right now.
Maybe you do, Janelle.
Whoa, what?
I know that you're sad.
A radio is talking to me. Nope.
Janelle reached to turn the radio off again.
Ow!
Don't tune me out. I have to tell you what I want to be when I grow up.
And what's that?
Not you.
Wow.
I want to be just like you when I grow up. A total failure with nothing to leave behind, just like your father.
What? Shut up.
A bad husband who puts himself and his failingness first.
Just stop. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I want my wife to love me, not like yours.
All of a sudden, Mark fell to his knees with a deep pain in his gut. The pain grew more intense.
She doesn't love you, Mark. She's
Stop. I know, please.
It's all your fault.
You were spineless, Janelle. You let him get away with everything, Janelle. He walks all over you.
I don't have to listen to this shit. La 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 la. This is not real.
He doesn't love you.
Now you know that's bullshit. He adores me.
But does he prioritize you?
We prioritize each other.
Do you?
I don't want to grow up to have my dreams take the backseat to my husband's dreams. She's gonna leave.
That is not true. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm you, silly. Mark stumbled back as the figure's face came into view. It was him as a boy.
What?
As Janelle froze in her seat, registering what had just been said, the car's headlights blasted on. Standing in front of the car was a little girl, gaunt, pale, dirty white oversized shirt. It was her. You're nothing, and I don't want to grow up to be nothing. The two children quickly moved towards her older selves. Janelle pounded the car horn, paralyzing the children as they shrieked in pain. Mark ran as fast as he could back to the car. He heard the horn, but where was the car?
Mark? Mark!
Janelle saw Mark appear out of the darkness and into the stream of light coming from the car.
Get in! The car is working! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Mark jumped into the car and floored it. They backed up all the way down the dirt road and swerved back onto the highway. Whether it took them an hour, or 2 seconds, they never looked back at what they had seen.
What happened?
Mark didn't move a muscle. Janelle had never seen him like this before. He just kept driving.
Mark, talk to me. What did you see?
What did I...
Are you okay? What did you...
Mark slowly turned his head to face Janelle. like he was working against something keeping him from her. Clearing his voice like it's the first time he's ever spoken. His empty eyes locked with hers.
Janelle.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Hidden beyond the darkened hills off the main road lies a small town in a county forgotten long ago. Most people will never live to see it and just drive by. To others, the exit is clear and calling to them. If you wear your fears on your sleeve, Moonlight Falls will find you and ring it out. Whether or not it stays there, or you stay there, is completely up to you. Happy Halloween.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.